Good evening. I'm Michael Cohen with producer James Platy on the board. It is Monday evening in Lansing. Thank you for joining us on today's program. Everyone's talking about a college education, but one state lawmaker says we need to promote vocational education at our high schools, and he's presenting a bill to do just that. And a Michigan State University professor just releasing a first ever study of organ trafficking. It's a fascinating and horrifying issue, but we'll get the details on that later. But first, the Lansing City Council holding a public hearing tonight on plans for a downtown Lansing casino. WILS will be covering the meeting in about an hour, but what does the City Council at this point think about the proposed casino that would be owned and operated by the Sault Ste. Marie Tribe of Chippewa Indians? To find out, I'm joined by longtime City Council member Carol Wood. Carol, thank you very much for joining us this evening.
Thank you for having me.
Now, as you know, Mayor Bernero is pushing hard for this casino to be built. He says that a casino is coming to the area one way or another, and the question is, will it be in downtown Lansing, bringing money and business to the city, or somewhere outside the city? Do you agree that it is just a matter of time before we see a casino in the area?
Well, when you look at a number of the reports and see that there are a number of groups, not only the Indian tribes that are looking at casinos, but the for-profit groups as well, I have a tendency to agree that somewhere along the line there's going to be some group that's going to try to move forward and put a casino in the downtown and in the Lansing area, whether it's downtown or not, but in the Lansing area.
So ahead of tonight's public hearing, there have been two community forums already where the crowds were basically unsupportive. There were no neighborhood organizations coming out to speak for the casino. Do you think that does reflect the views of most of city residents?
Well, again, I think that does represent a portion of Lansing City residents that were able to get to those meetings. That's why we have held them in the community and why we're also required to have one down here this evening that will allow those that support and along with those that don't support it to state their issues and for council to weigh those and look at some of the questions that they're raising and see if there's some ways that we might be able to address them before a vote on council.
So with a casino likely to be built somewhere in the area, do you agree that we should then go ahead and green light this project here in the downtown area?
Well, I'm still weighing the options and listening to the public and trying to make sure that I have all the information before I make a decision. It's important. Again, as we're looking at this, this is not a matter of just building a building downtown. This extensively moves this into tribal land that we no longer have any jurisdiction over, as well as the fact that what we're starting is something that has not happened in our area before, and that's gambling.
Do you agree, though, that the casino would be a huge economic boost to the city and to the downtown area?
Well, it would definitely make a difference, I think, with the Lansing Promise when we look at what's happened in Kalamazoo and how that has restarted the educational system in Kalamazoo and has had an influx of people moving into the community because of the fact that their children could end up with a four-year education that would be paid for out of these funds. And whether we're talking low income, medium income, or those that can afford to pay themselves, the idea that we're putting more students in the Lansing schools, I think, is important. As far as the jobs, there will be a number. We're not sure what that number would be quite yet that would be available for Lansing residents. And what we would receive is 1% income tax from that if they were Lansing residents, 0.5% if they're not. We're talking at jobs that are between $25,000 and $30,000 a year.
I'm talking to Lansing City Council Member Carol Wood about tonight's public hearing that will focus on the proposed downtown Lansing casino. Now, Carol, these concerns that some residents have already expressed at the community forums about gambling addiction and a potential crime increase, which I think studies have shown that doesn't really occur. Do you think any of these things could really derail this project?
Well, I think there should be things that we take into consideration, and if there's ways that we can address those, whether we're talking about the fact that we make sure that there's additional funds or that we're dealing with the problems of addiction, I think those are things that again, I think that we have to be cognizant of when we're making decisions. Do I think how much this weighs for each council member? I think you'd have to talk to each council member individually on that. Should we say that that's not going to happen? You know, that's obviously, you can't say that.
Now, Governor Snyder and Attorney General Bill Schuette have both come out opposing the Lansing Casino. They said that they will do anything they can to stop it from opening. Do you think that their opposition and that of the other Michigan Indian tribes could ultimately make this casino something that does not happen?
Well, there's a number of issues out there. Again, it's my understanding that if council supports this and as this moves forward, it goes to the Indian Bureau of Affairs, and it's my understanding that there's a question of the governor whether he supports this or not and how much that weighs in them making their decisions. I'm not quite sure. There is the fact that we've been told that this breaks the Indian compact, that the tribal compact that had been agreed upon, which could be the potential of losing $25 to $28 million of the state's budget. I know sometimes when we think of billions that the state has in their budget, this doesn't seem like a lot. But again, when that's revenue that you're counting on, I can understand where there's some concerns from the Capitol.
So the first steps, the council needs to approve the sale of the land. Is that right? And then I think there's also a $20 million tax break for the developer.
There is the development agreement, there is the intergovernmental agreement, and there is a brownfield that goes with the parking ramp that would be located next to the stadium, which is another portion of this whole scenario. They're looking at building 2,500 space parking ramp that they would purchase where our city garage is right now.
In terms of the vote to sell the land, do you expect that to happen then fairly soon?
Well, you know, we've heard a couple of things. We have a tentative date right now for the 19th. We've heard some people suggest that we wait until after the tribe makes their decision on this and allow them to go through their process since they do have a referendum out there and allow them to complete that. And we've had other people that say just move forward and vote on it on the 19th. So we'll have to see what comes out of tonight's meeting.
And probably there's going to be some boisterous objectors, I'm guessing, this evening.
Well, I think you're going to probably hear both out there. We've seen this before at meetings like this, especially when we were looking at the sale of the city market. You had those that were here and supported it and those that didn't support it. So, again, part of this is allowing the public to weigh in, to look at and listen to what they have to say, and then to make an informed decision.
Lansing City Council Member Carol Wood. Carol, thank you very much for joining us this evening.
Thank you for having me.
And we're coming right back. But first, if you have any questions or comments, please send them along. Our email address here is capitalcityrecap@gmail.com. I'm Michael Cohen, and this is 1320 WILS.